feel good using my phone. It's not only when I'm traveling that I can use my phone. I can even use my phone at the home base of Jersey. We're going to be starting again from five lines at the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph. I'm just waiting for 6 o'clock. So the Gemara said there's three ways. Why did the Mishnah say the number three? So the Gemara said to exclude chuppah, but Rav Huna said chuppah is included. So the Gemara says it's to exclude chalipin. So again, there's many different ways to learn the next piece of Gemara. Multiple ways, I would say at least 10 different ways. So I'm going to pick one way and hope for the best. Dug to Gemara. I was in to say. Just like a field is miktam chalipin, so a woman is also miktam chalipin. Kamash malan, that chalipin doesn't work. Why not? Let chalipin work. Now, if the question is the Gemara saying now that every kinyan that works by a field should work? Or is the Gemara zeroing in on chalipin? So again, it's different proportion. We're going to learn that the Gemara understands that you can't do every kinyan. You can't do a chazaka in a woman. That's not a havamina. The Gemara's havamina was that chalipin is very similar to kesef. And since it's similar to kesef because an item is changing hands, right? Just like by money, the money is changing hands. So the Gemara wanted to incorporate, again, it is one of the many shaltim in this Gemara. The Gemara wanted to incorporate chalipin as a type of kesef, right? And even though the Gemara knew that chalipin doesn't have to be worth a pruta, but the Gemara thought it has to be a keli. So the chashivas of a keli makes it work similar to kesef. Right. Again, we're not learning out every king in a field. We only learned out because kicha meant money. We didn't say you can acquire a woman with a chazaka because you can acquire a field with a chazaka. In fact, even the source of star by kedushin is not star by field. So obviously the Torah is not saying a woman is a field. The Torah said money works by one. Money works by the other, but it was limited to money because Avraham Avinu bought it with money. He didn't buy it with chazaka. At least the Gemara says sadas v'kesef yitnu. He bought it with money, so it's not a general statement. The havamina is that chalipin is similar. Again, I'm explaining it, one of the ways that Achrayim explained it. There are many, many different ways in the Rishayim that Achrayim. You can spend 2 weeks on this. So again, in Yeshiva, they probably spent four. The havamina is that chalipin is similar to kesef. It is exchange of an item. It's like handing money. Instead of money, you're handing a pen. And therefore, it should be included in kesef. Even though its function is different, but it doesn't make a difference. But mice, you have to give a keli. You have to give something of quote-unquote value, not worth a pruta, but it has to be a keli. So the Gemara thought that would go into kesef, and that would work for kedushin. That would be a fourth way of doing kedushin, kesef and chalipin, which is similar to it. That's what the Gemara and Havamina. That's why the Mishnah says three to tell me not that way. Frek the Gemara, the Emi Hachinami. So why not? If you're approaching it, the chalipin has is very similar to kesef. So why doesn't it work? And for the Gemara, the chalipin isnu bepachas mishaver pruta. The isha bepachas mishaver pruta le'machin nafsha. A woman is not willing, that when it's different than kesef, because kesef needs a certain value. Chalipin does not need a certain value. And therefore, it's different than kesef, and a woman is not willing to give herself for less than value. And therefore, you can't say it's automatically included in kesef. Aye, what if the chalipin is worth more than a pruta? So if you're going as kesef, it works. If you're going as chalipin, once chalipin is a type of kinyan that can work b'shavah pruta, it's not kesef. It's not kesef. It's a different kind of kinyan. Even though it's similar, but a regular woman doesn't want to give herself up for something that could be done with b'shavah pruta. And therefore, it's not considered part of kesef. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, chalipin kinyan sudar. Chalipin is what, it's called kinyan sudar because they used to use a handkerchief, a kerchief. You can use a pen. Master the Mikna Bechalibu, the Siva Yishlev Ishnala. He took off his shoe, while some Sada Havoy, they were acquiring the field. Khalib and Isna Bechalibu, Mishavaputa, the Kaimalim Berechazov, Kainim Bechli, Ava Mishayna Shavaputa. He Kainim Bechli, even though it's not worth a foot. Lloyd Mikna Navshay, the Krashi de Gnayula. It is unseemly for a woman to be mocked to herself. Now again, star is not worth a pruta and it works. That's because we have Xeris HaKosov that star works. Here, it's not a question of Xeris HaKosov. It's a question of how similar is Chalipa to Kesef. And the answer is, it's worth, since you can do it with less than a pruta, we can't call it Kesef. And therefore, a woman wouldn't want to, if a woman would be, well, didn't care, so then you could say it goes under Kesef. But since she does care, it can go under Kesef. Okay, I just finished the Rashi. Okay. Batala the Teres Khalipin the Kedushin. Khalipin is removed from Kedushin. I feel the Bikrishi Yeshba Shava Bruta. Even if it has a Bruta, Irav Lobalosh and Khalipin, it won't work. Because you see the Khalipin functions differently than Kesef in the sense that it doesn't have to have a value. And women don't want to give themselves up for less than value. So if it were Xeris HaKosev, it's Xeris HaKosev. If it's an expansion logically of Kesef, it's not Kesef. It's a type of kinyan that can work with less than a bruta. So it's not Kesef. So it's not included in the Xeris HaKosev of Kesef. Adiyav Lobalosh and Tyrus Lashon Kinyan, Aikicha Aikadushin. Unless he says, I am acquiring you with Kesef, with the money of this Kaili. That works. Kesef works. It's the Khalipa that doesn't work. It's not Kesef. The right that it's not Kesef is it works with less than a Bruto. Now, if women didn't care and they were willing to give themselves up for less than a Bruto, so it would be incorporated into Kesef. It's a kind, it doesn't have to have value. It can be less than a Bruto. But once you tell me that women don't want to give less than a Bruto, that means we have to have a Kenyan that either is examined by Kesef or is goes under the heading of Kesef, and if it can work less than a Bruta, it's not Kesef. Yes. This is one of the many ways of explaining this. Yes.
Well, if you're saying that Shtar is there as a Kesef, so it doesn't matter.
I have to say that, but if not, you have to say Kasha. It's worth less than a Bruta.
But Shtar is working in a, not she's giving herself up for the Shtar. The Shtar has a different mechanics.
She has to give herself up for the Shtar. Kedusha means the woman lets herself be acquired. She's letting herself be acquired by a star.
It's not a trade. It's not a trade.
I don't care. Okay.
And the Bia is what? It's more than a share of privilege?
Again. You're right. Once the Torah wrote that star works, it doesn't work with the mechanics of Kesef. That's exactly what I said. It's Xeris HaKosev. Without Xeris HaKosev, I would say, why in the world is a woman the Kodeshes with a star? She's not receiving anything. Again, if the only plastic is, it's semantic what we're doing now. If the only plastic is Kesef, I'm sorry, it's semantic. If the only plastic is Kesef, star wouldn't work.
Be a worm?
No. If the only pasuk is Kesef, no. But the Torah wrote a pasuk for Star, which works differently. Therefore, you don't have to have value of money. I'm saying the same thing. I called it Xeris HaKosev, but you called it Star. Why Star works? Xeris HaKosev. That is the reason of the three at the beginning of the Mishnah, to exclude Chalipin. Some people take out the word Lamutemai. What is the reason of the count of the Sefer? Dr. Gemara, Lamute Chalitza. It's to exclude Chalitza. One cannot get rid of his wife or sever the relationship with his wife through Chalitza. Why? Because Salkadai Techanina takes to become a Chayma Miyavama. I would think that we should make a Kavu Chayma from Yavama. My Yavama She'ena Yaitz of a Get. We're going to learn that out from a Pasuk. That Get doesn't work to sever a relationship with the Yavama biblically. You need Chalitza. Yaitz of a Chalitza. So, this woman, she Yaitz of a Get. Ain't it then she Yaitz of a Chalitza? logically speaking, I would say, look, Yavama needs more than a wife. Get doesn't work for Yavama. Chalitza does. So a wife where get works, shouldn't Chalitza work? That's why the pasuk, that's why the Mishnah comes to tell me, Kamashma, no. One cannot give Chalitza for his wife and sever the relationship. Correct the Gemara Melchinami, why not? It's a good Kavachimer. Makra, safer creases. Safer karsa, reindaver acher karesh karsa. The Torah speaks out specifically. A woman can only be severed, the relationship with a woman can only be severed through a safer, through a scroll, not any other way. And that excludes Chalitza. Safer creases, the scroll of divorce. Rashi, my Yavama Shani Yaita to get. Yavina Lakaman by Pirkin. Rashi wants to know, how do you know that? Ksiv law, the law Yavama. Ksiv law, one of the laws come to tell me, not her Yavama. You cannot divorce a Yavama. I know rabbinically there's a divorce, but biblically there's no such thing.
What does that mean? It's going to work for all ladies.
Why not?
That is
the Havmina.
Really?
Yeah. Based on Kal V'chaymer. B'shleish HaShemidus HaTayrin HaDrash is bad. One of them is the Kal V'chaymer. We're allowed to make a Kal V'chaymer to figure out halacha. Here we have Yavama, where the Tayrin wrote a get doesn't work, and Chalitza does work. That tells me Chalitza is a stronger tool than get is. A get can't sever that relationship, and a Chalitza can. That means which is the one that works, it has stronger powers? Chalitza. So logic says if get works, for sure Chalitza works. The answer is the Torah wrote two different tracks. Do not compare the two. The Torah excludes Chalitza for a woman and excludes the get for Yavama. Don't compare the two. The Torah separated them. But if the Torah would not have separated them, I would have said, look at Yavama. Here's a lady that has to, her relationship has to be severed, and get doesn't do the trick. But Chalitza does. That means Chalitza is more powerful than get. So if the less powerful one worked by a woman, shouldn't the more powerful one work by a woman? The answer is, if you went that way, you're right. But the Torah came along and said, don't compare the two, because one is Yavama, and one is wife, and don't make the Torah wrong. Don't compare it. So don't lose logic. The Torah said, forget your logic. We have Sukkim.
What if you're one of me, well, she's already with you.
So then she's a wife.
And
doesn't make a difference.
What's the
absolutely makes no difference.
I just want to ask a question.
I know you want to ask a question. I know I can tell you what your question is. You want to tell me, since anxious issues more common than Yavama Lushuk, so how could I have a Havamina that you need a greater power to sever one relationship than the other? That's what you want to ask.
You know, who? 100%, that was my question.
Right, and the answer is, that makes no difference in severing the relationship. It might be a lesser chaimer of her iser, but the bottom line is the Torah insists on a more powerful tool. Dr. Gemara, right. And again, the next week's the Gemara, some Rishayim say, is not from Gemara, it's from the Ga'ilim. To us, it makes no difference. We will learn the Gemara. That's what they say. That the next week's the Gemara is also. Okay. The Ramban, the Rishayim of that big people. Again, Rashi translates it. Rashi goes through it. Tosfos goes through it. So we are learning it. I'm not skipping it. You know what I mean? Now, I'm going to learn like Rashi. This is a big Machlokes Rishayim. And again, trying to avoid making it too complicated. The next piece of Gemara does not hold of the drush of Kicha Kicha. Because if we held to the drush of Kicha Kicha, we can erase the Amud of the Gemara. The Gemara is going to look for a source that Kesef works. And the Gemara is not going to say Kicha Kicha here. It will later. It won't say it here. So therefore, the Mepharshim speak out in Rashi, and the name of the Mepharshim that says it is called Shita L'Nayda L'Mi. It's interesting. There's a cipher from a region on Kedushin that's called Shita L'Nayda L'Mi. We have no idea who wrote it, but he's a region. And he says that Rashi held that this Gemara doesn't hold the drash of Kicha Kicha.
How
about Sodos Bekes of Yiknu? Again, Sodos Bekes of Yiknu is by fields. Nobody doubts that a field can be acquired by thing. Doesn't hold the Gzeir Shava of Kicha Kicha.
Sodos Bekes of Yiknu.
Talk about a field.
Okay. Is that a different chair to keep the keys up?
No.
It's not?
No. It's because Kisa Kisa doesn't say money. How do you know Avram acquired it with money? Maybe he acquired it with Chazaka, and he paid for it. He paid for it. Doesn't mean that's the Kenyan. I buy a chair from you. I pay for it. Doesn't make it mine. You can pay for things, and that's not the means of acquisition.
What does the word Inami mean?
Inami, Tysus speaks out, means Inami is a Tysus because it's adding on. It's not a noob shot. It's that the first shot said, don't have a Havamina that he didn't buy it with money. Says, I saw the Shekhan Avram, and he paid. That's the Kenyan. The second shot, he says, you might question that. You might say that it wasn't the Kenyan. So I'll throw that in to take care of your problem. Before the Inami, the Gemara didn't consider that a problem. The Inami considers that a problem. I'm speaking on Tysus. I'm not saying my own things better. That's all. It is not a different shot than Gicha Gicha. We don't learn that from Davi. We don't learn that from Davi. This Inami has a problem. How can you learn Gicha Gicha? How do you know that was money? The first shot didn't have that problem. It was very happy to assume that Avraham Avinu acquired it with money. Inami says, who says? Tadus v'kesev yiknu allays that fear. It says, in Navi, then it works with kesev. So go back to Avraham Avinu. He's paid kesev for something. That's the way it was kind of. Zakti Gemar. The kesev minala. How do I know kesev works? Again, I'm learning like Rashi. And this Gemara does not hold of Kicha Kicha, and therefore we're looking for a different source. Vithu, and furthermore, I have a second kasha. What is it? There's a Mishnah that says, that a father has a right to marry off his daughter, the Kesef, he can receive the money. The star, he can receive the star for her Kedushin. Ubabiyah, and he can give her over to a man to live with her for a Kedushin. That means he can be the one that acquiesces for the Kedushin. You don't need her agreement. One can marry off their daughter until she turns 12 and a half by his agreeing, not necessarily her agreeing. He is the boss over her Kedushin. In fact, you can even do it by a katana. Manoah, where do we know the mikta b'kesef? Number one, the kesef works. And the kesef babuahu. How do I know he keeps the money? So it's a second question. Where do we know that the father can do the Kedushin with money, or that she can do a Kedushin with money? Same question. And how do I know that he keeps the money? Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Bekesa Manoa. Hachi Iker. This is the main sugya. Ula'il, earlier that we brought Kicha Kicha, Agav Grora Nokitlay. It was only brought along the Terutze, Loshen Kinyan, the Masnisa. We weren't interested there in discussing the source of kesef. We brought it in because we wanted to say why it says the word kinyan in the Mishnah, not because we were interested then in finding the source. Now we're looking for the source, and later on, the Gemara will bring Kicha Kicha. At this point, we're using a different source. Dr. Gemara, Zakoi b'kedushin, b'bitai, shakesef yeshaloi, the money is his, v'hu mekabel hashtar, what does that mean? He marry her off with a star. He accepts the star. Who maestra labia, and he can give her over to live with a man, al karcha, against her will, the same kedushin, v'aydenara, before she turns 12 and a half. Menalon hanachtarki, number one, the mikni v'kesef k'diktoni matnissen, that kesef works. Menalon shahav zakoi boy k'diktoni hasam. No matter what I know, that the father gets to keep the money, that he has the right to marry her off, and he gets the kedushin. And for the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. The Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, by an Amar Avriya. So let me just set the table. An Amar Avriya is sold only as a Ksana. She has to be sold under 12. When she turns 12, she goes free. That's Halacha. We learned that from the Pasuk, V'yatzachinam ein kasa. It's redundant. The Yasa Chinam and Kasef. Chinam means and Kasef. You get it for nothing? For no money. Well, nothing means no money. The Torah doesn't repeat itself. Why did the Torah write the Yasa Chinam and Kasef? Isn't Chinam mean and Kasef? So we dash the Yasa Chinam and Kasef. And Kasef was there, have a yes Kasef was nachar. The owner doesn't get any money because when she turns 12, she goes free and no payment is necessary. And when she leaves her other master, which is her father, who owns her till whenever that ownership is gone, there is money. The Ein Kesef is to be medayek, to infer she leaves this master, she doesn't have to pay anything. She leaves an other master, the payment goes to the father. How does she leave her father? By Kedushin. There's two ways for a woman to leave. One is that she becomes a Megaris. That's not leaving. And one is she leaves through an act of Kedushin. So by the Torah writing, there's no money when she leaves Master 1. It indicates that when there is not a father, so then there must be money when she leaves her other master. That's how we're darshaning it. Sorry? Amaria. She leaves when she's 12, but she doesn't have to pay. Now, really, in truth, again, this is it. I always viewed it this way, and I might be wrong, and I apologize before if I'm wrong, but I don't think so. When you buy an 8-year-old girl, you're not paying full price because you know in 4 years she's leaving. So she doesn't have to pay when she leaves, but she never got, that was never included in the sale price. When you buy a 6-year-old girl, you're going to keep her for 6 years. You buy an 8-year-old girl, you know you're not keeping her for 6 years. Automatically, the price is different. So really, Ein Kesef, she doesn't have to pay for her freedom, makes it that the original sale price is less. Meaning,
already built in.
It's built in, that's what I'm trying to say. But the Torah said Ein Kesef. Without the Torah, you would think maybe she does have to pay, and it's not built in. But the Torah says, and guess if, therefore the result is it becomes built in. Just the way it is. No, you should pay him for her freedom. And the Torah says, no, and guess if, he gets no money. That's this master. There's another master that controls her. That's her dad. And her dad, by writing and guess if here, it infers that the other master that she leaves does make money. The father makes money. How does he make money? By accepting Kedushin. He gets the money of Kedushin.
What is this?
No, not
Ksuba.
It's money, whatever Kedushin is. It can be a Pruta.
And what happens after she
Couple years? A minute. Father marries other daughter. She's married off.
She doesn't have a Ksuba?
Ksuba has nothing to do with marriage.
I said that, but what happened at age
13? He has to write a Ksuba to a 6-year-old. But the Ksuba is not collectible until he dies or divorces her.
So there's Ksuba and father, just has nothing to do with father.
Has nothing to do with anybody. It's at the end of the marriage.
It's written out there.
Every marriage has a Ksuba.
When is the Ksuba written?
Either at the time of Harrison or at the time of the Ksuba. It makes no difference. The Ksuba is not written to the father. There is a Mount Yaring Ksuba that says the father gets the Ksuba if she gets divorced under not whatever it is. But it's not the point here. We're not going to talk about that. So you know. A Ksuba is a financial contract that a man writes to his wife when the marriage terminates. 2 out of 3 ways. Every marriage in the world terminates. It either terminates by her dying, by his dying, or by divorce. Since other Mauritians. That's how it's been by every marriage in the world. No marriage is forever. I know they say diamonds are forever. Nothing's forever. The bunny slave is forever. That's it. Nothing else. Right? But everything else terminates. It terminates the marriage. If it terminates by divorce or his dying, she gets a Ksuba.
If Baal dies when she's 10 years old, she gets
so it's a shaila. Is that Arison? Is it the suin? Once she's the suin, their father has nothing to do with her. There is a mandiyamar, a Masechtas Ksubas, that says the father would get. It's a makhlok. Why sugya masechta sugya fourth parrot, not the sugya here?
Just briefly, Amaviya is sold from who?
By dad.
An ownership
and marriage. No, not when she's an Amaviya. Not so simple. We'll get that later in the
middle. That was you, though. The beginning of the puzzle.
Again, by, again. This is, we're jumping 10 blocks or 15 blocks. To be exact, 13 blocks. But that's not the point. There is a halacha that when a person buys an Amaviya, the Torah wants him to marry her. He makes the decision after he buys her whether he's going to marry her or not. That is out of the picture. By buying the Amaviya, he now becomes the sole decider of whether he's going to marry this girl. He bought the rights from dad. He could marry her. Not only can he marry her, he can marry her off to his son. And the money of the sale is the money of the Kedushin.
That went to the father.
That went to the father. And he can make that decision. If he decides not to marry her, and if his son doesn't want to marry her, so there's many ways that she goes free. She can buy herself back if anybody gives her money to buy herself back. She can go free at 12, or at the end of 6 years, or at Yaisa.
Okay.
If he decides to marry her, then she's a regular wife, and goes free, either he dies or divorces her. Once he decides to marry her, the 6 years and the yivul and everything else is gone, out of the way. It's out of the picture. It's not in the gale.
What goes to the dad now?
Nothing. If he decides to marry her, nothing. Now, we're talking about an Amaviya that the owner did not want to marry her. And the pasuk says she leaves at 12 and she doesn't have to pay. And the Torah says it redundantly, if there's such a word. It says, chinam ein kesef. By writing ein kesef, it infers that when she reads a different master, nothing to do with Amaviya, the master does make money. Who is that different master? Dad. And when she leaves dad, nothing to do with Amaviya.
One more thing.
Uliash
and Terwin, when her Baal dies, when she's 10 years old.
Her husband, is it after the suwan or after Averson? This is always, this has nothing to do with it. Once a woman has the suwan, her father is out of the picture.
No, she
doesn't have the suwan or Averson. Then her husband, then her father inherits her. She doesn't have anything. She's a little girl.
In other words,
there's no Baal. He can do Averson the suwan.
The new owner of
her. Is he Yarshin or no? No. Again, you know, all halachas, you know, Kedushin is Masechta's Kedushin from Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, or the Gedal of Amud Beis, I forgot, till the end of the first parak has zero to do with Kedushin. It talks about all other acquisitions. Eved Ivri, Amavriya, Eved Knani, Shepchei Knanis, land, the Taltalin, you name it, it's there. So if you hold back to Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, we're going to start talking about everything else that is acquired, and we'll learn all the halachas there. At this point, we're learning one thing, Kedushin. We're not interested in anything else now. I did not say that. That's wishful thinking. Right. Again, I'm a big believer that everybody can ask questions. But we're not learning Amaviya, be a whole 4 or 5 blocks, 3 blocks on it, whatever it is, coming up. It's interesting. It's called Masechtas Kedushin. I would say, I'm talking about 26 blocks in Masechtas Kedushin has zero to do with Masechtas. It's about acquisition. Kedushin is an acquisition. So we switch from acquisition of a wife to acquisition of a slave, a field, a metalflin, all acquisition. And at the end, we say, oh, Kedushin, we're back in the second parak. Second parak starts off Nem Aleph, off Nem, whatever it is. And I think it's Nem Aleph. Yeah, Nem Aleph. And from Yudawar Amud Beis, Yudgimel Amud Beis, from the second Mishnah, which is on Yudawar Amud Beis, till Mem Aleph, which is 26 and a half blocks, we're out of Kedushin. So we'll wait for that. Don't think about it. Rashi, Let's catch up with Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Medalan, the Yatzachina got a Amar Riyah Yaitis, which was not money Nairan. He leans with the Simonim of Nairan. The Matsi, the Mikhtav Yatzachina, the Levoy, ain't Kessel. The Mitzvah is coming to Darshan, ain't Kessel, what? Dash Yaitis, we met him? No Kessel to this master. Abiyash Kessel, what? Nachik Shaitis, we met him. There is money to a different master when she leaves. Practically, Gemara. Practically, Gemara, the mind you, who is the other master? Ah, the dad. Maybe it means that master doesn't get money. She gets money when she leaves, when she gets married. So Rashi, how does that work? What? Let's give the Gemara. Let's Rashi explain the Gemara. Have high kesef. So like this ain't loy kesef. It didn't say the master gets no money. The tainik mina. If it would say she goes out for free, and he doesn't get money. So I would say, he doesn't get money. A different master does get money. The Pasuk doesn't say that. The Pasuk God says, she goes out for free, there is no money. That means sometime else when she goes out, there is money. Not necessarily to the master. The Torah didn't say, ain't loy kesef. Ein loy kesef would have inferred a different master makes money. Ein kesef means no money's around. By a different time of leaving somebody's rishus, there is money around. Not necessarily to the master, maybe to her. We can infer that there is money that has to take place when the woman leaves her father's rishus. But we don't necessarily infer that the money goes to the father. If the Torah wanted to infer that the money goes to the father, the Torah should have said, ain't loy kesef. By saying ain't kesef, it's just saying no money takes place there. And then other time when she leaves, there is money that takes place there. Who says who gets the money? Maybe she gets the money. How do you know the father is getting the money? Let's read it in Rashi. Dr. Rashi. The holiksiv ain't loy kesef, the tzedek mina ain't kesef v'adzeh, doesn't say he doesn't get money. And lahachidait mina. This is what you should infer. Ein kesef b'yetziyazu. No money is transferred when she leaves her master. Abayesh kesef b'yetziyacheres. There is money transferred when she leaves her father. Maybe she gets to keep the money. We don't see that it goes to the master, to the father. And for the Gemara achiyashda. No, you can't do this. Now here. The father is the one that can marry her off. That we know from a different pasuk. The pasuk says, the father says, I married my daughter off. Meaning that's logical already. If she's leaving his rishus and he married her off, logic says he should get the money. You're right. The inference is only that there is money. By saying there's no money when she leaves the amma, the adam, it's saying there is money when she leaves the father. Now, who gets that money? That already logic kicks in. Who did the kedushin? The father. So doesn't it make sense that there is money and he's the one that decides he should get the money? You're right, but the pasuk said there's money. And another pasuk said that he can marry her off. So if he's marrying her off, had the tyrant not said ain't kesef, I wouldn't even dream of money. Who says anything about money? I would have said a person can marry his daughter off. Who says there's money? Maybe he's marrying her off a different way. But the tyrant infers from kesef that there is a kedushin that's done with money. There is a way to leave her other master, her dad, through money. That's what the tyrant's inferring. Doesn't say who gets the money. It says there is money. So once I know now there is money, now I'm getting to say who's going to get that money. It's a secondary issue. That kedushin can be done with money is derived from ein kesef. There's no money passing hands when she leaves her master. When she leaves her father, there is money passing hands. That I can do. That I can infer. I'm not ready for a question yet. That I can infer, right? That's because there's ein kesef. Now, once I infer that there is money passing hands, now I know kedushin can be done by kesef. That I learned out. That answered the first question we had. How do I know Kedusha Kesef? From the word Ein Kesef. Ein Kesef B'Yitziyah Zu, Yesh Kesef B'Yitziyah Cheres. There's no Kesef when she leaves here. There is Kesef when she leaves her father. Now, how do I know who gets the money? So now I look at stage two. The pasuk says he marries her up. That's another pasuk. That doesn't say money. That just says he marries her up. We know money from Ein Kesef. So we put the two together. And we say the Pharisee say he can marry her off for money. Now, doesn't it make sense that if he marries her off, he should get the money? That's logical. Why is that logical? Because if he's marrying her off, he has the right to marry her off.
She has to live with this guy that she never
She has no day in this. He can marry her off without her agreement.
Just suffering with him all the time?
That's what happens when a father marries up his daughter. You're right. But the Pharisee gave him the right. A guy can marry off his 3-year-old daughter and she's stuck with her husband the rest of her life. And there's nothing she can do. That's fact. What?
She married her off.
But she's 3. She's stuck with her husband the rest of her life. Nothing she can do. To the rights of Kedusha. Unless he divorces or he takes a trip to the next world. Well, she takes it. I said rest of her life. Yeah, somebody had a question on the phone.
Rabbi, we know that a katan can own things, has a right to his own kesef because he's subject to Yerusha. Well, what about a katana? Do we know that a katana anyways can own things?
Yeah, she can yarshin her mother. If her parents are divorced and her mother dies and there's no sons, she inherits her mom.
Brothers or anything like that?
She inherits her mom if there's no sons, before brothers. In the pecking order of Yerusha, it's sons, daughters, father, siblings.
So intrinsically, she has a right to own things, is
correct.
Is the answer. Okay.
Rashi. Zakrashi, Vaimil, and Dahavad, we did that already. The EU Tishkul Kasva. Bitnia, ? You think the Pharaoh gave him a right to accept Kedusha Kesef, but he's not going to make any money? If the Pharaoh gave him the right, and the Pharaoh said there's money, it makes sense that he gets the money.
He's the ball, that's why.
Because he's their owner. The right is he can marry her off. Once the tyrant said the father can marry his daughter off, and the tyrant told us there's money, with the poor Zviyatachina main kesef. So now we know there's money, and we know he can marry her off. Put the two together.
Maybe. Maybe poor girl, at least get her some money.
If she's a poor girl, then the tyrant wouldn't give the father right to marry her off. We're assuming now that daddies are not mean, they're not gruff old people who are interested in hurting their daughters, and they're doing it for the benefit of their daughters. That's what we're assuming. We're assuming that the Torah views fathers as nice people to their kids. That might be true that the Torah gave a right to the father to marry her off. She's under 12, where she can't marry herself off. I will Nara, the Islayatli Tabu Kedushin, but a 12-year-old can marry herself off. So maybe at that point, to Kaddish Iyanamsha, the Tishko Kaspa. Let her marry herself. Who says that the father can even marry her off? Maybe that ends at 12, not at 12 and a half. So now let's go to the 12-year-old. How do I know that the father can marry her off? And how do I know he gets the money?
Once he's 12.
The pasuk says it's mitina sati lishasa, but that could be under 12.
She married off at 12?
She can marry herself off at 12.
Okay. But who married her in this case?
Well, we want to know, how do I know he gets the money? Even if she marries herself off.
She's 12 and 12 and a half.
You're looking at me very intense, like you're ready to shoot me.
Which we're talking about We're not talking about a case where she was married off at 3. She was
no.
Well,
if she married herself off at 12.
And she married herself.
How do I know he gets the money?
He shouldn't.
But that's the Gemara wants to know how we know he gets the money. The Pasuk says, the Mishnah says he gets her money. That goes all the way to 12 and a half. How do we know that? Because the Gemara, wherever that Mishnah is, says 12 and a half. Rashi. She has no ability herself. Not capable of decisions. Now, Rashi has a problem. The Pasuk is talking about Maitzi Shemra. A guy that comes in and brings witnesses that his wife was Mizana between Erisin and Kedushin. And the father responds and says, as Bitin Asati Lishazah, and he's spreading false rumors about her. That's what the Pasuk is talking about. And that is talking about a Nara, because we wouldn't be talking about giving her skila or punishing her if we were talking about a Katana. So obviously we're talking about a Nara. And it says, as Bitin Asati Lishazah. So what kind of question is in here? Maybe that's only Katana. The Pasuk is written by a Nara. The Pasuk is written by a 12-year-old girl whose husband is bringing in witnesses that she was Mizana. So how can you tell me that it's a Katana? Dr. Rashi. V'avagav dekor demaitzi shem rab benara ksiv. Dekhtiv benasu labi hanara. Ma'olam dekitchen hala bekatnusa. The Kedushin could have been done when she was a Katana. Then she became 12, and then he was Maitzi Shemra. It doesn't say he married her off after 12. It says she's now over 12. But the marriage might have taken place before 12. So therefore, that's not a proof that he can marry her off over 12. Avonara de Isla Yad Meshavir Shtei Saris, when she matures, Vidayla L'chol Dover, she's considered adult, L'chol Anshim, all punishments, Ulamaman, she becomes a adult for monetary transactions, Shemekha Memker, she can sell things, buy things, Yitagdishnasha. Maybe she does the Kedushin and she keeps the money. And for the Gemara, Amr Kra, Binureha Beisavia. The Torah writes by Nedarim, in her Nairis, she belongs to her father. She's in the house of her father. Kol Shlach Nurim, all benefits during the time of her age of Nara, Lavia. By writing Binurel, Beis Avia, the Pasuk is telling me that the father has a right to all her benefits during the age of Nara. Rashi, Binurel, Beis Avia, Hachi Darishla. Kol Zman Shebinurel, Hishal Avia. As long as she is in the age of Nairis, she's her father's, the Chol Shvach Havola, any monetary gain that she gets, Laviyahu, belongs to her father. So now we have a new Pasuk. We have a Pasuk that says, Binurea Beis Avia. So even if she accepts Kedushin, the money goes to the father. Correct the Gemara, Velo Hadamar, not true. Because Hello Amar Berguna, Kol Amarav, Minayin, Shemaisa Abaslav, Ravuna said in the name of Rav, how do I know what a girl earns during her nairus, during her age 12 to 12 and a half? How do I know the father gets it? Shenemar b'chayim ke'ish as bitoy la'ama. So the word la'ama is extra. It just said b'chayim ke'ish as bitoy. Obviously, he's telling her as a maidservant. So we learn out, ma'am amma ma'isi yedeh la'rabba, abbas nami ma'isi yedeh la'viya. The extra word is to tell me that the father gets her earnings, just like her master gets her earnings till she goes out. The father gets her earnings even during Naira. We don't need a pasuk for Katana, because if he can sell her, he for sure gets his earnings. But it's telling you, even in Naira, the earnings go to the father. The extra word, lama, tells me that the father gets the earnings when you wouldn't know it. That he gets the earnings when she's a little girl. If the father can sell her, he obviously gets her earnings. But if she can get her earnings, even when he can't sell her, when she's past 12. That's what the word Lama teaches me. What do I need it for? Benurea Beis Avia. We have a pasuk that told us everything. If Benurea Beis Avia is going on money, then he gets all monetary benefits. So then I don't need a pasuk for my Tzidayim. So why do we have a pasuk from Ishidayim when I have a pasuk that covers all her benefits? The Tepik Lemim and Rabbi Savia. Ella Bafar is adorable to say. That pasuk from Rabbi Savia is a very limited pasuk. It's talking about the right to nullify her vows. That's all it's talking about. If you can't learn out Kedushin, that pasuk is only talking about nullifying vows. You can't use it for Kedushin. Because if you can use it for Kedushin, you can use it for earnings. And we see Rav needed a different pasuk for earnings. That means he didn't think Benu Rabbe Savia does the trick. If it doesn't do the trick for earnings, it doesn't do the trick for Kedushin. Why can't we say if he controls her vows, he controls her money? The mind of Isur, hate to break the news to you. Nullifying vows is a question of Isur. What word am I looking for when I say Isur? Non-monetary. Restriction. I don't know what word is article use for Isur.
Prohibitory.
What?
Prohibitory.
Prohibitory. It's money. We won't compare money to Isur. And therefore, Isser, the Torah gave him a right to make her nullify her nedarim that doesn't show us anything about money. So we don't know earnings, and we don't know Kedushin. So we're back to where we were. How do I know the Kedushin goes to the father if a 12-year-old marries herself off? How do I know? My Siyadah, earnings of a 12-year-old, we have an extra pasuk, L'ama. And that's going by a 12-year-old. Because by an 11-year-old, it's logical. If he can sell her, he gets her earnings. So the extra plus, if you tell me the 12-year-old, that's my earnings. How do I know Kedushin? We wanted to say, learn it out from Benurel. But the fact that we have a plus for earnings tells us we don't learn it out from Benurel. So why not? Because that's prohibitory, and this is financial. You don't compare money to prohibitory. So if that's true, so back to Kedushin. Rashi. That's Rashi. Ba'ama. Kroya Seiru. The Darish lay Bitai Hari Loikama. His daughter is like his maidservant. The Bitai Narashina. And this is talking about a 12-year-old. The Ibakana, I'm telling you, a 10-year-old. I don't need a pussy to tell me he gets her earnings. Hash the Zuni Mazma, while he can sell her, might see that before he prefers he gets her earnings. Tabiglami Benurea. Imi Ne have a Matsilamela. If Benurea is going financial, why can't we learn nothing Benurea? Ella Korko. Mid Loyola Mahasam. We're not learning out from Nurel. Shemina Mina, Loy Lishrach of Nuramat, it's not coming for benefits of Naris. The Lagupe Yitzchak having a Dwarim. It's only written for vows to Koyalayu, where the Pasuk is talking about. The Chitema, Nail of Mama Minadarim, Mamina Misura. It's learning out financial from prohibitory. Can't compare the two. So at the end of the day, we know this much. We know the father can marry off his Ksada, and then he makes the money. What we don't know is whether he can marry off the Nara, and if she marries herself off, how do we know he gets the money? Maybe not. How do I know that money of Kedushin goes to Dad? That's the question. How do I know money of Kedushin goes to Dad? We tried. Bitin Asati Lishazet, that might be talking about Katana. We tried Benurea Besavia, that's prohibitory. We don't compare financial to prohibitory. So we're still stuck. How do I know that a 12-year-old that marries herself off, the father gets the money? We have no positive enough.
The father himself could sell her.
Till 12 he can sell her.
There's bury her off. He bury her off.
We only know of him as we did a side to the Shazer. At this point we're saying maybe that's talking about a katana.
Bottom line, at the end of the day,
he can marry off his Nara, yes. Is a prohibitory pasuk. He controls her vows.
No source for when he gets the money.
We have no source for any monetary benefit. Now, by Siyadayim, we have a source. Lama. But we have no source for Kedush.
After
12.
The monetary
growth. Well, isn't it?
Yeah.
They talk about this. Why don't we say Kedushin is an Isser? They talk about it. And he called it Isur the Isbe Mamainam. Correct. Let's shall we continue, Abishai, you wonderful.